No, my grandmother used to make it up, and Mama too, in little pans. And then she had the home ground meal then, and they put a pinch of salt, and just a little pinch of soda, not but a pinch, and made it up with water. And Mama, I was seeing Mama just sit there and make those little pones and put them in this frying pan with a little grease, enough grease to sort of season it and bake it. Because that's the kind of bread we eat then. And if we occasionally, said, Mama, make us some egg bread. Well, then she made up the bread like I make now, and we go for it.
Yours is now what they used to call egg bread.
Yeah, my bread now, because I never make it in pones. I love them, though. I love the pones.
Did you ever see it fried?
Yeah, I love it. Make it up just like I made up for that, like I make it up now, only not quite as thin. And don't cook it too fast and keep turning it over. You got a delicious cornbread flitter. I love them.
Now, is that a flitter?
Yeah, I call it a flitter.
Now, are they shaped like pones?
No, when you put it out in the frying pan, it spreads out. Sometimes
right.
It's round, maybe long. Or you can fix it any way you want.
Flatten out.
Yeah, you can fix it though. When quick as you put it in there, don't have your grease too hot. And you can make it a little long, make it long or square, the way you want. And Mama used to, we went to school, she would take some piece of dough about like that, and she would cut it in squares or cut it in funny things and throw it in hot grease, you know, and it just cooked right now because it was rolled as thin as that, you know, and it didn't take, it. If it was very thick, it'd have to sob, just keep on cooking until you got it all the way through. But she rolled that thin, that we had that in our school lunches. We call them flitters.
Really?
Yeah, they were good. Used to get that, them kind you do now at French Quarters in New Orleans. I tell them I don't like to go no more because you get a big old flitter instead of a donut. They do, they give you that.
You ever eat down at the French Quarters?
No, I want to ask you something about those later on.
Well, they used to give you a donut with confectioner sugar on it. It was very delicious.
When we used to go in there
and they have the cup chain, had a chain on that cup and it was chained to the desk.
People been stealing,
you see. Well, now then, they give you a big old cup with of coffee enough. It's a pint. I never seen so much coffee. I pour mine out then on the side of the cup. But I eat my flitter. And it's not a donut. It's just a big old flitter. Maybe a little cinnamon on it. I don't know, but I don't think.
Now, when you said donut, does donuts have holes?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a donut cutter. You can take a canned biscuit and put it on your chopping board and press that biscuit down a little bit and have that donut cutter and cut it. Well, then you taking that hole, you got that hole in it, you see, and put it in hot grease right quick, and you got to stand there with it. It'll brown and cook. Then you put it over in a paper bag with confectioner sugar and shake it. Well, by that time, you got another one ready, and you maybe put six in there, and you shake it.
You make them with candies?
Yeah, but you got to go ahead and eat them while they're hot because they won't be good after they get cold. I've made them for my children that way.
I'm going to try that for my little boy.
Let them have them as soon as you get them done. You can, after you put them out in your bag, well, if you've got time, this oven's cooking, you can take them out of the bag and put them on the plate, you see. But have you some confectioner sugar in this paper bag or something to shake, and when you take it out of that hot grease, you just stick it down in there, and that sugar will get all over it while it's dry, while it's hot, you see. Well, you got something good.
Oh, I bet you have. That sounds true. Did you ever make donuts just from scratch?
Yeah. I got donut recipes.
Oh, is it hard to make?
No.
How do they make them?
I don't know. I'd have to read the recipe.
Does it use something to make them rise or something?
No, I don't think. I don't think you put an egg and... I don't know.
Okay.
You can make a donut most times.
You ain't got tea cake done.
Sir?
Tea cake you haven't got there.
I don't think so.
I got a drop tea cake recipe, and the other day, I take note of something sweet. I run in the kitchen and got my pan down, a teflon, you know, where nothing will stick. And I made up a half a measure of that, and it was 12. I dropped 12. I didn't have my dough. Weren't very thick and weren't very thin. It was just a good dough, you know.